I'm going to circle back around to our flagstone topic. We had a texter say, my backyard has flagstone finish. What should I replace it with? So it's somebody that's tired of the maintenance or looking for a new look. And Nathan got his Bellegarde showroom opened up and on Tempe. It's 1919 West Fairmount and Suite 5. And he's going to have no less than probably 10 different options for you to go at on different types of services to put down. But we really like Bellegarde products, and this showroom will give you the right answer for you because they wanted us to give them the answer. Well, I would just say go to the design center and find the one that's right for you.
Because it's all on display. It's all there. You can see it and judge for yourself.
And what's available, there's going to be things that are going to fit your home. There's going to be things that aren't right for your home. So not knowing what your home looks like or what look you're going for, or everything you're trying to finish, take a couple pictures of your home there, and they can put it digitally and start putting in new pictures of what this product would look like or what that product would look like or the mix of this and that.
Solution Center by Bellegarde Paver. Mr. Nathan Angel put that together. It's been a sparkle in his eye for a long time. And they've got it done, and I think we're going to help them do like a little big grand opening celebration here very, very soon. So that's what I would recommend, replacing your flagstone. You know, one of the reasons flagstone is so expensive done correctly is it's so backbreaking. And everyone on the crew has to go get massaged every single night, and that has to be built into the part of your job. Hey, I got in a little bit of trouble last week. Matter of fact, I got in a lot of trouble last week. You weren't here, and that's usually when it happens. When you're not here, I say something that gets me in trouble. And I mentioned to people that due to all the COVID chaos, Rosie on the house remodeling company had a little opening. Jobs that were scheduled and then postponed and then scheduled and then postponed and then scheduled and then postponed. We were having a hard time kind of balancing our workload. So I said, if you have a small job, we could probably fit you in right now. And then I left town. Kind of set the boys off. They said, do you know how many phone calls we got for small jobs, folks? So let me clarify myself. At Rosie on the House Remodeling, our design team is completely buried in work. We're going to be starting in the next 4 to 6 weeks. When I say if you have a small job that you might like us to take a look at, it's got to be a small enough job that we don't have to pull a permit. Because virtually every city and the county as well is operating at half staff. So anything we have to design and get a permit for doesn't fit into this. But if you've got some little project you'd like to get done, I've got guys over the next 30 days that we're going to need to put people. And give us a call, and we'll see if we can't fit you in. But if it needs a permit, I don't have a designer available until after the first of the year to get something drawn and submitted for permit.
On the topic of Flagstaff, we've got Greg on the line who wants to talk about his
It's Flagstone.
Did I say Flagstaff?
Yeah.
You can tell where my mind is. Cooler weather.
We're going to need a Flagstone-o-meter now.
Greg, welcome.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you, Rosie. This is about my son's house. He's in the Army, and he's deployed right now to the Middle East. So I'm kind of looking after his house. He has a pool in his backyard, and it's surrounded with flagstone.
Okay.
Flagstone. And as you say, it's peeling like crazy. It doesn't do well with water, and it's really flaking off quite a bit. And I was wondering, is there any way that you can seal that or prevent that from further deterioration, or is it just have to be replaced?
Greg, what part of Arizona is the home in?
It's up in Goodyear in Estrella Mountain Ranch.
Yeah, pretty area. Greg, there are materials that we can seal flagstone with that will curtail some of that peeling and crumbling. but it won't stop it.
Okay, and
the chemicals from a pool complicate flagstone even more.
Yeah, it does. And then the ultraviolet baking away whatever you put on there. But you could get to Border Marvel and find a clear. I would not. If you're gonna seal it, I would not put a high gloss sealer on it.
No, you want something water based.
Yeah, you don't want to make it look like it's wet all the time. That causes it to be very slippery, and it really creates a ginormous maintenance headache.
And
go with a clear,
they'll bubble
matte finish,
too.
And they'll bubble. Go with a clear matte finish, Greg. Get to Border Marvel, multiple locations. Closest one to Goodyear is going to be 75th Avenue and Bell.
Thunderbird. Used to be a nursery. It's on the north side of the road, east of 75th. So thank your son for his service and
Amen.
Deployment.
Yes.